We're talking about a very, very fundamental topic in the world of Tumah and Tahara and in the world of Kachrim. It's a sugya in Maseches Pesachim, and it is relevant to Hanukkah, as we'll point out towards the the latter parts of this shiur. Let's begin like this. Generally speaking, we are not allowed to offer karbanos when the bitumah. What does it mean that we're not allowed to offer karbanos bitumah? That means that if the kohen is tameh, the kohen is not allowed to be there and to offer the karban. If the animal becomes tameh, if the blood becomes tameh, once you've shechted it, something becomes tameh. So generally speaking, we are not offering. We don't offer karbanos or do avodas in the Beis Hamikdash bitumah. Nevertheless, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Temura. The Mishnah in Maseches Temura and Daf Yedalid seems to tell us, at least for one Manda Amar, that when the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, so then we're able to bring Karbanos Sibor, we're able to bring what's called sometimes as Tumah, either Hutra Dechuya Bit Sibor, that we're able to bring Karbanos if the majority of Klal Yisrael, how you define that and who that means, not for now, is considered to be Tameh. That's the halacha. So if Klal Yisrael is Tameh, so then those Karbanos Sibor, as opposed to individual Karbanos, like my own Karban Chatas for violating Shabbos, the Karban Sibor, the Karban Tamid that we bring every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Tamid Shalbi and Harabayim, that we bring at the end of the day, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, those you would still be able to bring, no doubt about it, that much you could still do. Okay. There is a bit of a discussion. We refer to it often, and in Chazal, it's referred to as Tumah, Hutra, or Dechuya Bitzibor, as if it's public, it's communal karbanos, where Tumah doesn't really matter. It happens to be that that's what Rashi sounds like in Menachos on Daf Chavhei, that why do we allow you to bring karbanos if Klal Yisrael is Tameh? Mipnei Kvod Tzibor, that because of the kavod of Klal Yisrael, so we allow you to be able to offer it. We allow you to be able to offer those karbanos. So Shemi Shmuel in Chanukah, if you want a little bit of a chassidus in your lumdus, explains the pshat isn't that it's not that the tzibor makes it that it's not tameh, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves Klal Yisrael so much that he's willing to take our karbanos even bitumah, but it's a din in the tzibor. It's a din in the tzibor. If you look at the end of the Mishnah in Temura on Daf Yudalid, and the Rambam is explicit about this in Hilchos Bias Mikdash in Perek Dalid, it seems there that it's actually not a question of Tzibor or Yachid. It's not that you can offer communal karbanos on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael B'tumah, but individual ones you're not allowed to. But it seems in Rambam the real distinction is whether it's a karban that is, quote, kavua lozman. If it's a karban that has to be offered at a particular time, so that is doche tumah. If it's a karban which does not need to be offered at a particular time, then you could not offer that bitumah. We would tell you to wait. If it's not zman or kavua, we would tell you to wait. The Rambam understands that because it seems to be at least one of the opinions of the Tanayim in Temura, if not for Rambam, what everybody more or less holds. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Beis comments like that as well. Tosfos says, Ein hadavar taloi bitzibor. Even though we say that communal avodas, communal karbanos, those you could offer bitumah, it's not really about communal. It's really about, does it have a set time? Then you can offer bitumah. Does it have a set time? Then you can't. If it's really not about tzibor or yachid, if it's not like Rashi and Menachos, if it's really not about tzibor or yachid, So then how come the Chazal speak about it as being about Sibor? So the Torah Chaim there in Maseches Sanhedrin, one of the Achronim, points out because most of the Karbanos that have to be brought and in specific times are Karbanos Sibor. And most of the Karbanos that don't need to be brought at their times, where you have more flexibility for when you bring it, are Karbanos Yachid. But it's not really a din in Tzibor or Yachid. It's really a din, does it have a set time or not a set time? So we saw thus far is as follows. There is a halacha that you're allowed to bring certain karbanos when Klal Yisrael, even bitumah, in certain cases, when Klal Yisrael is really tameh. the simple pshat in some of the Tanayim, what Rashi and Menachos assumes, what the Meiri assumes, Bepashtus, is the real distinction is Karbonos Tzibor, you can bring him Klai Tzolos Tameh, Karbonos Yachid, not. The Rambam understands, based on the other Tanayim, Tobas and Yuma also, that the real distinction is not Karbon Tzibor versus Karbon Yachid, but if it's a Karbon, it has to be brought in a specific time, then we can bring it if Klai Yisrael is Tameh. If Klai Yisrael is not Tameh, you can't. And if it's a Karbon, which can be brought at a more flexible time, it's not Zmano Kavua, so then there's no need to bring it Bitumah. We tell you that you cannot offer it Bitumah. That's just a little bit of background. So we know that there are certain avodas, certain karbanos that you could bring, especially if they're tzibor related, have a specific time, that you're allowed to bring if Klal Yisrael's Tamei. Parentheses. It seems like everyone agrees that there may be some karbanos yachid that are doche tumah and some karbanos tzibor that aren't. The first mahal, the thing is really about tzibor versus yachid, has to be a little bit creative about what's called the karban tzibor, what's called the karban yachid. That is really not our particular topic for tonight, although I would love in an odd way to speak about it for a very long time. There is a machlokas that many of us may be familiar with. It's a machlokas in the Gemara in Meseches Yuma and Davav. It's a Gemara in Psachim and Daf Ayin Zayin. And that's the following machlokas. When we say that you can bring, we're going to use the term tzibor, which the Chazal use. When we say that you can bring karbanos tzibor, or you can do avodas for the tzibor, if Klal Yisrael is tameh, if Klal Yisrael is tameh, is that tuma hutra b'tzibor or tuma dechuya b'tzibor? What does it mean is tuma hutra b'tzibor or is tuma dechuya b'tzibor? So it's really a little bit complicated what exactly that means. I'm going to give what I think is the more standard way of explaining it so that we can, again, move on a little bit. The simplest way of suggesting it, Rashi writes, that what does it mean that Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibor? Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibor, Rashi writes in Yuma, means that really we're very uncomfortable allowing you to bring a Karban B'Tumah. It's B'Koshi Hutra, V'Lo Heter Gamor. We're really not so comfortable with it at all. We have to allow it because there's a Gezeiris HaKasa of the Torah taught us that we are, but we're really not so comfortable with it at all. As opposed to Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor, which says it's all good. If Klal Yisrael, the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, or certain groups in Klal Yisrael are Tameh, so then we're all good. You can just straight up bring it, B'Tumah. What's the Nafka Mina, whether Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor or Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibor? Why do we care if we're uncomfortable being Mekel? Bikoshi Hitiru. Or we're very comfortable. What's the difference? So there's probably the double digit of Nafkaminas. But the two most well-known and most important for us, number one, the Gemara says, Chakira with the Nafkamina, how much do we have to go out of our way to try to find someone who's Tahor? Let's say the Kohanim are by and large Tameh. How much do we have to go out of our way to find someone who's Tahor? If Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibor, if we're really largely uncomfortable with the heter, we only do it. So we do it when we have no other option. But if you could find someone who could do it, so we would go out of our way to find someone who could. There are discussions in the Gemara how much you have to go out of your way, in what circumstances, but that's the general mahalach. In contrast to that, if Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor, if it's all good, so there's no inyan whatsoever to look, bipashtas, for anybody that's ahor. Even tummy people can just bring it. It's all good. No need to go out of your way. So why does it matter if tuma hutra b'tzibor or tuma dechuya b'tzibor? If it's dechuya, so then we're going to tell you look for someone that's tahor. If it's hutra, so then we're going to say there's no need to look. That same chakir comes up in a lot of different places. Comes up when bikuach nefesh is docha shabbos. Is it hutra dechuya? Comes up when Mila's Docha Shabbos, is it Hutra or Dechuya? Comes up when Kohanim go and they are Mitame, and they're Mitame for the Zion Krovim, is it Hutra or Dechuya? Comes up the context of Yibam, when suddenly the brother has Bia with Eshes Ach, is that considered to be Hutra or Dechuya? It comes up, those are probably the four or five most classic cases, but it comes up when we have laughed and it should be Aster, and something overrides it, As Dechulot Asay, sorry, is another kind of a case where that comes up, but you... I'm going to stop. But you have these kinds of questions sometimes, hutra or dechuya. There is a second nafkamina. There is a second nafkamina, which is a very, very important one. A very important one. The nafkamina is like this. There is a Gemara in Meseches Pesachim, other places also, where the Gemara Pesachim tells us that while it's true, that let's say if the blood of an animal becomes tame, that you really can't offer it as a karban, there is something that can allow you potentially to bring that dam bituma, and if you do, to actually get kapara or ritzoi, the difference for that is not for now, some sort of appeasement or atonement for offering that dam bituma. What is it? The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's tzitz. Somehow, he has this special like headband type thing. So the Kohen Gadol's tzitz, machlokas in the Gemara, if he has to be wearing it at that time or not. But the tzitz helps us overcome, if I have a regular karban, and that karban, that blood becomes tameh, and the Kohen Gadol is there, if for one Sunday, it's wearing his tzitz, so if I would sprinkle that blood, I could sprinkle that blood, and I'm going to get forgiven for my sin. So the shayla is, the Gemara says, I have another nafkamina, between hutra and dechuya. My nafkamina is, do I require tzitz? If I understand hutra, hutra means there's no problem at all. Hutra means it's all good. It means there's no need to be machmir whatsoever. So if it means hutra, there's no need for the Kohen Gadol to have his tzitz. No need for the tzitz to be around. It's all good to bring the karban bituma. It's all good to bring it bituma. But if I understand that's not true, if I understand in fact that it's dechuya, bikoshi hitiru, so if it's bikoshi hitiru, so then likely what are we going to say? That we know that tzitz can sometimes help overcome problems of tumah. For regular karban, in an era where everyone's tower, for regular karban, the dam becomes tameh, that tzitz can help. So maybe I learned from there that tzitz helps me overcome potential problems. So since there is a potential problem, i.e., Klal Yisrael's tameh, maybe we'll say, man de amar duchuya b'tzibor, hold that, what do you require? Ritzoi tzitz. That you require the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol. So that, then we say hutra, then we say duchuya b'tzibor, only if he's wearing the tzitz. That's, so we saw, karbanos tzibor, avodas tzibor, karbanos tzibor you can bring when Klal Yisrael's tameh. Machlokas in the Gemara, hutra or duchuya. Now, if kmini number one, if it's duchuya, I have to try to find someone tahor. Now, if kmini number two, if it's duchuya, I have to have the Kohen Gadol with the tzitz to help make it kosher. On the other hand, if I hold hutra, no need for the tzitz, no need to go to my way to be able to find anyone at all. Clarity as a whole thus far? 1, 2. Okay. I'll speak a little bit briefly for a second in brackets. If you get me, great. It is really, really all good. It's not clear with all of these nafkaminas how much they're really ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not clear how much they're ma'akev b'di'evet. Is it possible as an example that even though l'charchila, you're supposed to go out of your way. You're supposed to go out of your way to find, for mandamar d'chuya, let's say. You're supposed to go out of your way to find tahorim. Let's say I didn't. And I just took the tameh guy. And I didn't go out of my way. So Tosfos and Yuma discusses, is it still kosher at least? Or since I didn't go out of my way, the carbon actually becomes pasul. Carbon becomes pasul. Or another discussion. Manda amar d'chuya. The Gemara says you should have the tzitz there. Let's say I didn't have the tzitz there. Let's say I didn't. I'm a rebellious kind of a guy. I know Tumas Dechuyu B'tzibor, and I got rid of the tzitz. Is it still kosher b'di'evet? Tosfos and Yuma think it's kosher b'di'evet, but the mainstream view in Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Gvur Sari, I think, points out, that most Rishonim Pashtasis think that you actually do require the tzitz. You actually do require the tzitz, even b'di'evet. But that's our machlokas, tumah hutra b'tzibor, or tumah dechuya b'tzibor. Tumah hutra or tumah dechuya. How do we paskin tumah hutra b'tzibor or tumah dechuya b'tzibor? The answer is the Rambam paskins tumah dechuya b'tzibor. Tumah dechuya b'tzibor. That tumah, really, it's something which is not ideal. We try to minimize as much as possible. We want to have the tzitz there. We want to be able to find tahorim if we can. Tumah is dechuya b'tzibor. One more time, I'm going to speak in brackets right now. If we speak great, if not, it's all good. The Gemara in Yuma points out that even if I hold that Tumma is Dechuya B'Tzibor, the fact that we bring Karbanos on Shabbos, Karbanos Tzibor on Shabbos, may be Hutra. Meaning it could be that even on the Amar Tumma Dechuya B'Tzibor holds, when it comes to the Isser of Tumma, we try to minimize as much as possible. When it comes to bringing it on Shabbos, so then we say that it's Hutra. Then when you say that it's Hutra, what would be the Svara to be Mechalik between Tumma Dechuya or between Tumma being Dechuya and offering Karbanos on Shabbos, we say Hutra, no need to minimize, it's all considered to be good. So the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva. It's the third thing after all. The Beis HaLevi has a tshuva, and the Beis HaLevi points out, because the fact that you bring a Karban on Shabbos is built into the Chiyuv. It's built in that there will always be Karbanos offered on Shabbos. So it must be, when the Torah said you bring the Karban Tumah every single day, including on Shabbos, that the Torah L'chadchila had built this in. It was part of the original plan. It must be its Hutra. The idea of bringing Karbanos B'Tumah is all B'Dieved. Ideally, you should never bring a carbon betumah. Ideally, Klal Yisrael would always be tahor. So the Isser was never l'chadchila, like a built-in exception. And therefore, since the Beis HaLevi, it's just that, b'di'evet, if I'm stuck, so then I can be somech on it, but dechuya. It's not the same kind of hutra, because the original heter was never a Shabbos is, in any circumstance, you will always be offering it on Shabbos. So when the Torah taught us that, the Torah said, you can bring it even on Shabbos. There's no chashash at all. It was built into the original plan that you could offer it. Tumah wasn't part of the original plan. Tumah was just, b'di'evet, we messed up, you could do it. Either way, close brackets. Close brackets. All of this leads us to that's part one. Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibor. A short part two, and then we'll get to part three. Short part two. Is Hadlakas HaMenorah, can that be done B'Tumah? Can Hadlakas HaMenorah be done B'Tumah or not? It's not a carbon. It's not a carbon. So can I offer that B'Tumah? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzmidim U'Misafim, Paragimel Halacha Yud, V'Hadlakas HaNeros Docha Es HaShabbos V'Es HaTumah. So the same way that you could offer karbanos if Klal Yisrael is mostly tameh, you could also light the menorah if Klal Yisrael is also tameh. It's interesting because the Rambam points out, and this comes from the Toras Kohanim, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, it has a special mucker. Meaning, the fact that you can offer karbanos b'tumah, that's one mucker in the Gemara. There's a separate mucker that we have teaching us that you could offer, that you could light the menorah b'tumah. The Mikdash David in Kachim, in Simen Chaf Aleph, wonders, why do I need a separate pasuk? Once I know you can offer karbanos b'tumah, shouldn't I also know that you could light the menorah b'tumah? They're both tzibor requirements, so shouldn't that have been obvious? So one thing that's based on that we referenced last week is how much the menorah is like a karban. If the menorah is really like a karban, so it's not so obvious. Sorry, then it's not so obvious it's its own pasuk. L'chorah, just as the karbanos, you can offer b'tumah, so to this you can offer b'tumah. And in fact, if you look at how the Rambam quotes the halacha, the Rambam says, Hadlakas neiros docha es ha-shabbos v'es ha-tumah, ki karbanos, just like karbanos do. Now that chaf ha-dimyon is very loaded. It's like, I'm not a chassid of every chaf ha-dimyon being like, I've invented sometimes, kol ha-koes, ki ilu ovid av nazara, is not a machlokas, where the chaf ha-dimyon means that you have to actually give your life, tihar v'ayavor, you're a full-blown idol worshiper for getting angry. Chazal sometimes speak in hyperbole or in extended exaggerations, as the Ravash points out in Tshuvas. But sometimes it is a fair question. So what's going on here? What's going on here? So it's not so clear exactly what's going on. It could be because the Gemara in Yuma in one place says, Hadlaka lav avodahi, that lighting the menorah is really not an avoda. So it wasn't so obvious that it could be docha. It wasn't so obvious that it could be docha tumah. It has its own mucker. So we saw thus far that when there's tumah, you can offer karbanos tzibor or karbanos that are kovei hazman. There's the machlokas, hutra or dechuya. When you can offer the karbanos b'tumah, do we try to minimize as much as possible, have the tzitz on for the kohen gadol? We try to minimize as much as possible, try to find people that are tahor or not. We pasken dechuya. And it's true also when it comes to lighting the menorah. The menorah is also docha. Lighting the menorah is also docha tumah. Part one and part two are over. How are we doing timing-wise for where I want to be? fine. Now we come to the very famous question of the Pnei Yehoshua on Hanukkah. The more that you know about Tumah Hutra and Duchuya B'tzibor, the more this question is a very exciting question, and the more the question, as it's often said over, is actually a little bit startling. The Chashmonaim come in, and they find the Pach Shemen, but before they find the Pach Shemen, they find that all the Shemen is Tameh. All the Shemen's Tameh. And the Gemara tells us they don't know what to do. How are they going to come along and offer Karbanos? How are they going to light the menorah? How are they going to light the menorah? It's all Tameh. So Baruch Hashem, we had a miracle. And the miracle was that we found the Pach Shemen. Bechos Moshe Kohen Gadol. And we're able to light with that and lasted for 8 days. Ask the Pnei Yehoshua the following question. Why did we need the miracle? The miracle was totally unnecessary. Because we were all Tameh. And because we were Tameh, the Rambam teaches us, Hadlakas HaMenorah is Docha Es HaTumah. It's a Torah's Kohanim. It's a Medrash Chazal. Why did we need to have the miracle? Just use the Tameh oil and light it. Parentheses, as some of the Achronim point out, we presumably knew this because the only oil we used was for what? The menorah. But didn't we also need oil for the Karban Minchas? Elamai must be that for the Karban Minchas, what do we use? Tameh oil. Because Tameh, it's Mutter B'tzibor. So what's going on with the menorah? Why do we need the miracle? Tameh, it's all Mutter B'tzibor. Now I want to point out one thing about the question, and then we'll go through the answers, showing how what we know may be very helpful. The Pnei Yehoshua says something startling, because the Pnei Yehoshua says it's a real problem, because we paskin Tameh Hutra B'tzibor. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, we paskin it's Hutra. So there's no need to look for anything which is kosher. No need to look for anything which is kosher. It's all Hutra. It's all good. So why would the Chashmonaim looking for it? It's Tameh Hutra B'tzibor. It's how we paskin. What's the problem with the Pnei Yehoshua? We don't paskin that way. We paskin Tameh Dechuya B'tzibor. We paskin Tameh Dechuya B'tzibor. Answer number one to the question. Answer number one to the question. How come the Chashmonaim had to look for oil? How come they had to look for oil? Because we paskin Tameh Dechuya B'tzibor. And because we paskin Tameh Dechuya B'tzibor, so we always have to try to do it in the most Torah way as possible. So Ein Hachinami, had we not found the oil of the Pach HaShemen, we would have lit it B'tumah, but we had to look for it. And the miracle was that we had the L'charchila, we found the oil, we found the oil which is Tahor. But Me'ikar HaDin, what's the answer? Why do we need the miracle? Because Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor. And because Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor, we have to look for Tahor things. We're uncomfortable lighting it B'tumah. So the miracle was, what? We didn't have to rely on the B'dieved Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor. We found the L'charchila of actually lighting it. Let's go one step further. Rav Avram Shor, in his Kuntres, Neis HaShemen, has the following suggestion. He thinks that even if you would think the Pnei Yehoshua was right, and we paskin Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, maybe Tumah Hutra B'tzibor only by Karbanos. But by Hadlakas HaMenorah, we would say Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor. Meaning maybe everyone agrees with the menorah. It's only Dechuya. And therefore, why do we need the miracle? Because I have to go out of my way to try to find my Tahor items. Why does he think that maybe Hadlakas HaMenorah would only be Dechuya, but everything else would potentially be Hutra? Because it has its own Mukkar. It has its own Mukkar, he points out. Mikash David Ha'ara. It wasn't as obvious that menorah should be okay. It wasn't as obvious you could light menorah B'tumah. We needed a special Mukkar. Maybe that Mukkar, he goes elaborates as to why that we only teaches us Dechuya. So Lichora, the first Mahalach is to say like this. Pnei Yehoshua as Akasha, why are we searching for pure oil? Just light the Tameh oil. You know why? Because Tumah's good B'tzibor. Just light the Tameh oil. Answer number one, because we paskin tuma dechuya bitzibor. And Rav Mishor, maybe even if you'd hold hutra, the menorah is dechuya. What does that mean? We're uncomfortable lighting it bituma, and therefore we have to always search. We have to always search for that which is tahor. So what was the Chanukah miracle? That even though we could have lit it bituma, we didn't want to. We searched for the tahara and we were able to find it. We searched for the tahara and we were able to find it. We wanted to minimize the heter as much as possible. But in Echanami, if we didn't find it, we were going to light. The miracle was that we lit in a more lichadchila way. Cloudy on that answer. 1, 2, and 3. You ready for a really fancy shot? You ready? Why is it not a good answer? Hold cup for a little bit. It's awesome. Maybe Manda Amar Tuma Duchuya Betzibor would hold that you had to find, tahar oil. Why do you have to find tahar oil? You ready? This is a good chap of some achronim. Manda Amar Duchuya Betzibor needs what in order to be able to be a, in order to be able to be kosher? What does Manda Amar Duchuya Betzibor need? Kohen Gadol has to have what? The tzitz. Chazal tells the Yevanim, shivru es kol ha-kelim. The Yevanim broke all of the kelim, including potentially the tzitz. So there was no tzitz. So the question comes back. What's the deal? Why are they If I hold tuma dechuyi betzibor, so sorry. I should have been clearer. If I hold Tuma Duchuya Betzibor, there's two ways of saying why Chazanim had to search for it. I'll be clearer. First Mahalach is because even though they could have relied on the Tamei Shemen, they wanted L'chadchila to find the Tahor one. The other way of saying it, the Machronim say, is that even Manda Amar Duchuya Betzibor needed to find the kosher one. Why did Manda Amar Duchuya Betzibor need to find the Pach HaShemen? Because since there was no tzitz, there was no other option. So maybe we needed the Pach HaShemen. Sorry for saying it incorrectly the first way. Because absent the tzitz, there was no way to light. We needed the tzitz. So thus far, we have two answers to the question. Why do we have to look for kosher oil just like Betuma? Answer number one, Tuma Duchuya Betzibor. We don't want to light Betuma. We want to search to find something good. Answer number two, even though, generally speaking, Tuma Duchuya Betzibor, and you could light Betuma, that's only if you have the tzitz. But we don't have the tzitz. And since we don't have the tzitz, because the Yevanim destroyed all of it, we have to look for the nais of the Pach Shemen. Clarity as a whole thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Third answer. Again, why are we looking for the oil? Why is the miracle? Number one, because even though b'di'evit we could use it, we want to look for kosher oil. Or number two, here we couldn't use kosher, the tamei oil, because we're missing the tzitz. Number three, when the Rambam quotes the halacha of tuma, dechuya betzibor, the Rambam says something very important. V'lo kol hatumas hudocha, ela tumas hames levada. There's only one time you can offer karbanos or do avoda bituma. When it's one form of tuma. What form of tuma? The tuma of mace. Tumas mace is docha. You can offer karbanos. If Klal Yisrael is tame, you can offer karbanos. Only with tumas mace. Only if they're tame because they touch dead bodies. Any other tuma, it's usher to bring, it's usher to offer any other form of tumma. So if Klal Yisrael is all tame through tumma sheretz, it's an amazing party, I guess, and all of Klal Yisrael becomes tame through tumma sheretz alone, you could not offer karbanos. The only time you could offer karbanos with tumma is when it's tame through tumma's mace. Why is the oil tame? We saw last week. It's a pre-chadish's answer. Why is the oil tame? There's no tumas mace. Why is the oil tame? Chazar from last week. Some achronim say because they took shrutzim and touched all the oil. The pre-chadish says because all non-Jews, the gzeira derabanan, are like Zavim. All non-Jews have a certain kind of tumah. When they touch it, they make a tameh. Says the Prichadash, you know why we look for kosher oil? Because there's no heter to light tameh oil if it's tameh through anything other than tumas mace. Maybe it's tumas sheretz. Maybe it's tumas zav. Maybe it's tumas avodas kochavim. Maybe you saw the Gemara in Avodah Zarah last time. They made it all into Avodah Zarah, so it's tameh. It wasn't tumas mace. So Pnei Yoshua has the kasha, and the Pnei Yoshua says, I don't understand. How are you being? Why are we looking for kosher oil? Answer, just offer it betumah. You can't answer it, but you can't offer it betumah. Because the only kind of tameh thing you could offer is when it's tameh, mace. This is not tameh, mace. That's chazer, and then we'll give the Hanukkah answers that people like. I say that with more condescension than is possible. The Mishnah Maseches Tmura teaches us, the Gemara Maseches Menachos and other places in Psachim and Yuma, that when Klal Yisrael, the majority, whoever that's supposed to be within Klal Yisrael's Tameh, you can offer Karbanos Bitumah. The Rambam tells you can also light the menorah Bitumah, has its own Pasuk, because nobody wonders why. When we say that you could light Bitumah, bring us Bitumah, Hutra or Dechuya, how comfortable are we relying on this Heter? We require that tzitz, you have to search for Tahorim or not. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, if you could light the menorah betumah, why are we searching for one oil? You can light it betumah. Answer, one, even though we could light it betumah, tumah duchuyi betzibra, we don't want to. So we're searching for the more lechachila. Answer number two, even though tumah duchuyi betzibra, here it's not true because there's no tzitz. You require the tzitz to allow you to light it betumah. Answer number three, even if, in general, you can offer a karbanos betumah, that's only when the tumas mace. But the oil is not tumas mace. The oil is zav, sheretz, avos kochavim. It's something else. What are the other answers? There are two other answers that are out there. That mean there are more, but there are two other very famous and well-known answers. One is the answer of Yosef Engel in the Yigal Yoni Hashas. It's quoted in the Chishe Rim and the Katzke Rebbe also. It has rayas. It's sometimes quoted in a machshava perspective, but it is shayach and lamdas. We're going to leave it out now for now. The same way, the answer is as follows. Even if tumah is hutra betzibor, that's only once you're dealing with functional kalim. That's only when it's in the context of a regular kind of a scene. But Chanukah, which for some, look at the Chasam Sofer there, Chanukah, which for some is a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. It's chinuch. We're being mechanich, the Beis HaMikdash. So there, Achronim suggest that when it comes to beginning the process, you can't rely on tumah. Tumah hutra tumah dechuya is only when I have functional kalim. The mikdash is there, and then we become tameh. When it's the first time you're doing something, it has to be lechachila. The first time you're doing something, the chinuch has to be lechachila. That's either a yesod about the nature of the first time, make it into a shmuz about that if you would like. The first time you do something should be lechachila. Chinuch, and getting off on the right track, Elozman, Rosh Hashanah, Hanukkah, if you're just waking up now, you know, start in as strong and a lechachila way as you can. Parentheses, it likely relates more to Avodasa Mechan Chasan and the nature of being, of sanctifying the Kalim. At least it may relate to that also. That's a Dasa Kanim, the Achronim point out also, but that's not what often gets said over. But it also is about the beginning. It is about the beginning also. It's also about that. The Pnei Yoshua's answer is unbelievable. The question is originally asked by Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. That's the question also. Pnei Yoshua says, and many Achronim have this teretz, the Pnei Yoshua says, it's very, very simple. The miracle was totally unnecessary. It wasn't critical. We could have lit the menorah, bituma, it would have all been good. Forget about the tumas mace idea, forget about the tuchuy and the hutra idea, forget about the tzitz idea. We hold tumah hutra betzibor, you totally could have done it, and it would have all been good. Says the Pnei Yoshua, so why do we find in this Pachshemen? That was a message from Hashem. Even though we could have lit it anyway, parentheses, and we likely did use Tameh oil for the carbon minchas, even though that's true, Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to demonstrate to Klal Yisrael his absolute love and chiba for Klal Yisrael. He wanted us to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our avoda bitahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our avoda bitahara. And because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our avoda bitahara, He wants our avoda to be as lechachila as possible. So even though we could have used a tameh oil, because Baruch Hu said, I'm going to perform a miracle and I'm going to give you oil. It's a very nice and sweet idea. The miracle wasn't necessary, and then Baruch Shalom wanted to give us a particular lichachila, it's all good. I'm just going to kill it for a second. The Minchas Baruch does point out that it's, the Pnei Yeshua's answer is odd, because if you really hold that Tumas Hutter B'tzibur, like Pnei Yeshua does, l'chor, there is no lichachila for having it be lichatara. Because Ma'an Damar Tumas Hutter B'tzibur holds, you don't have to look for someone to do it b'tara, so l'chor, it's actually, what's the pshat? So you have to say that even though l'maisa, there is no halachic lichachila, unless you hold it there is, but pashas, even though there's no halachic lichachila, it was still Hashem Yisparach demonstrating his love for us, and it was all really good, and that's part of the idea. Either way, a very important topic. Next week we'll pick up again, Be'ezra Hashem Yisparach, not next week, in 2 weeks we'll pick up again, Be'ezra Hashem, speaking about, I think with like Suffolk Tumah B'Sharab, we'll move on as far as some of the more classic Torah sugyas. But these 2 weeks in Chanukah, it's a good example. Chanukah sometimes, there's wonderful Chanukah Torah. If Purim has its brand of Torah, if Purim Torah, so Chanukah Torah is the Torah of Taharos. It's very, very beautiful. A lot about Tumah and Tara and some good Torah, hopefully, that was shared here. Have a wonderful rest of your night. I apologize, it was a little bit longer than usual.